Blog Talk Radio. hear me? Okay, yeah, I don't know what was going on. How y'all day been? Popping in and out, thinking she was in the wrong room or something. And then she came in, and then you came in. I could hear you both, but when I was saying stuff, you guys couldn't hear me. So then I left out the room, and when I came back in, I was the only one in the room, and I couldn't get back in the same room you guys were in.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, you know, I don't know what the server was thinking, because I was, you know, in the, I know how it does, and I was in the correct room ID. And you guys were, you know, I just left out of the room you guys were in. But it wouldn't let me, when I came back in, it just wouldn't show me anybody. Only person that would show me in the room was me. So I was like, okay, let me just reboot the server, start over. Which means I'm going to have to load some stuff back here, so give me a hot second. Yes. Front arms. Anybody, you remember where we stopped at on Sunday? I know we went through amendments. Through board and officer operations. Let me load this.
No.
There was really nothing for us to do on this board and officer operations. We talk about house report. Here. We talked about special project guidelines.
Operation.
Yeah, we were in that. I think we got down through special project guidelines.
I think so too, because I remember doing the child care part.
Right, I think we beat up child care.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me close my office door and we will get started here. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and call this meeting to session. Do I have a second?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
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 The ayes have it. This meeting is officially in session. We will do our statement of faith, and we will pray in, and then we will move on. Okay, our statement of faith. Let me move some things around my screen here. Too many things open. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3, 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just glorify you on this day, Father. We lift you up and we magnify you. We thank you, Father, for being our Elohim.
Yes.
And hallelujah. And allowing us to just worship for you and to touch in our right mind, Father. And we just want to invite you to this meeting, Father, that you would guide our path in all ways. So thank you, Father, for all that you have done. Thank you, Father, for keeping your eyes on Sister Mary and delivering her safely to her destination, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, on today. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. All right. Our verse for today, as always for this meeting, is Psalms 133. The book of Psalms, chapter 133. And the word of the Most High reads, I should just copy this. You should know it by heart by now. How good, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing, even life, forevermore. May the Most High bless you through the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. We are dealing with this major topic, and Sister Denise, you're taking notes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dealing with board and officer operations. And we are down in the subtitle of special project. I don't know if Sister Mary got a chance to do minutes from last meeting or if she had you to do them. I haven't seen them yet.
I have them.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to email them to me.
Okay. Will do.
And I will review them real quickly.
You need me to do that now?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you going to do that now? I'm going to do that now.
On your computer.
Okay.
Go to your email.
Okay.
You know where you stored the notes at, right on your computer?
I didn't store them on my computer. I got them on paper.
Oh, well, we must be needing to be typing them up then.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm going to need you to read off what you have on paper then.
For August the 4th, 2021. Yashua Farm Cooperative. Discussion. Bylaws. policies and agreements. Is that a grievance? It's A-G-E-N-D-A-S.
Agenda.
Agenda. Things that have to be changed. Amendment to bylaws. Date for amendment to be later appointed policy. Board committee and general membership meeting. GMM meeting process. Proposal outline. Problem solving. Problem solving. Funding. Brother Miles will look for other standard proposal for YFCC.
Okay, yeah, now strike that. We're going to use the standard proposal that is already in, that was already included with these particular bylaws.
Review and approval in the agreement package, things that all board members should know, plus members. It is a member's responsibility to have a packet. Changes made in a grievance.
Agenda.
Writing changes from people of color, age, and black people to people that have not yet spoken. Clarifying questions. Refer to content of a question, not an opinion. Audience of proposal question. Generally will respond. Yes, I'm on the back page. Propriety motion.
Proprietary motion. Go ahead.
Yeah, proprietary motion. Main motion. Subsidiary motion. Yeah, subsidiary motion. Previously motion. Privately motion. This motion can be made without a faculty.
This motion, let's see, which one? The subsidiary?
No. Yeah.
Which motion are we talking about?
Priority. Huh?
Let me find it in, I think it's part of the policies and procedures.
Yeah.
And
yeah, priority motion.
Yeah, just a second. Let me pull that up and pull it up on our screen. Proposal outline, meaning bylaws, Cisco board amendment. Come on, I know that we. Second. And this one is one we've already voted on and adopted.
Right.
So this is priority
motion.
Of motions.
Yeah.
Subsidiary motions. Privilege motions, I think, is what you were reading. Read what you just read again. Let me see if I can find it in here.
Priority motion. Main motion plus subsidiary motion. Privately motion. This motion can be made without a faculty.
Okay, that can be made without a facilitator's recognition.
Right.
Are considered immediately and cannot be amended. Requires two-thirds supermajority vote to pass.
Right.
What is the next thing she has?
Amendment. Objections plus reconciliation process.
Reconciliation.
Right. Process.
Okay. APAT. Yeah, keep going.
And then 8-7, board meeting time limit policy. Meeting time, 3 hours, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. with a 10-minute break. Expat. Override objective.
Keep going because we've already approved all this.
Right.
So everything
problem
that you're reading
solving.
Is already approved.
Right. Problem solving technique.
Technique.
Exclusive section. Yeah. Tech. Is that technique?
I think, I don't know where the heck, where does she
get it? TECHNIQUES.
Yeah, technique.
Technique, exclusive session, board meeting discussion or decision, taking no notes are kept for this session.
Are we talking committee about meetings, executive sessions now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm on committee meeting minutes. Writing minutes are to be kept, changed, and public approval or that policy approval. Change and policy approval.
Yeah, I think that is let me see where she's getting that from.
Committee meeting minutes.
Okay. I'm going to say we table the minutes.
Okay.
You will need to type up what you have.
Okay.
And email it to me. So okay. I can go through it, because I usually will go through and review them.
Okay.
Make sure everything that was discussed are in them.
Okay.
And I send it back to her, you know, with any spelling corrections and things like that.
Okay.
What's the last thing you have in the minute?
The last thing that... board and officer operation training guides, daycare for board members who need it, and documents will be updated every summer.
Okay. All right. Add in there, because it needs to be recorded, that we approved the we approved the bylaw policy. So we approved this document. It needs to be recorded that we actually did approve it. We approved policy.
Okay.
And put the date on that was
8-7.
Right. And then also needs to have who attended that meeting, even though we know it still needs to be recorded.
Okay.
So myself, yourself, Sister Lorraine, and Sister Mary.
Okay.
So make sure that you put that in there as well at the top, you know, attendee.
Okay.
Um, Yeah, type it up and send it to me for my review.
Okay.
And then I will go over it. And but I think all of the stuff that, well, all that she has in her, we can leave there. With the things I just told you to add, but if we add in there that we approve this policy letter, then we don't have to have a, you know, all the discussion on this. You say that we reviewed and approved it. And then when it comes to board and officers, I think this was just a review that, you know, we will have to, in here, hold on, let me read over this real quick. The first part of this was just a list of changes when they establish certain things. So we would have to, yeah, I will change this document to show that. I also put it in here that we adopted the policies on whatever date. And we also adopted some other things, the amendments. No, we're still working on those. So I'll put in here, we will have at least one entry in here. Now I'll erase all this other stuff. And then the YFCC board guideline proposal, that the YFCC board of directors officially adopt the attached YFCC board guideline as an official document to be distributed to all new board. This one was discussed at Sister Mary is going to have to develop this document, the YFCC board guidelines.
Okay.
So she's going to have to develop this document, and I told her to reach out if she needed help with doing so. So she, you volunteered, and I volunteered to Lorraine to help as well. Let's see. So the notes she had in there were fine concerning this. House report, reps will address the 8 points under phase one of the management concern policy on each meeting. So this is stuff that is specific to each house. We don't have a house yet, but these are the things that they're saying should be included in the house report. So this is more so a tabled item. So just put on down, write down for this meeting, house report tabled until brought back up again.
Okay.
I don't know what meeting we'll discuss this, but this is for each house. This is what they will be required to report on. Planning and review committee, suggest goals and purposes for YFCC. So I think this is where we're starting. We finished this. This is, yeah, we're in the same document. So planning and review committee purposes. So we're actually doing some of this now. So let's say you're going to type up the minute meeting. So the meeting minutes and submit them. So we're going to just say that. We did a tentative review of the meeting minutes from the previous meeting, and that you will type them up and submit them to me for review.
Okay.
And then we will bring them back up once they are, once I have gone over them and done the corrections and what have you, then I will send them back to you and we will review them, do an official review and approval next meeting. Okay, and then as soon as possible after this meeting,
mm-hmm.
you should type up the meeting minutes for this meeting.
Okay.
So it's going to be two meeting minutes that you're going to have to do.
Yes.
Okay. So I make I propose that we start reviewing planning and review committing purposes. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. All right, so we're going to start reviewing here at planning and review committee purposes. So, yeah, this, I think this would be a part of the coordination committee that, yeah, it's got it right here, coordinating committee, which is a committee that I board, suggested goals, so that's us. We'll talk about suggested goals and purposes for YFCC, review structure, bylaws and policy and changes. We're doing the process of doing that now. Plan for future detailed plans. Plan for future detailed plans for the next year's guidelines for the next 5 years coordinating committee. Okay, 5 year plan. I have to sit down and think about that and then submit it to you guys for review and suggestions. But really, the five-year plan to say where we want to be at in 5 years.
Okay.
So that's really what that's about. And then I'm guessing that we'll do it in two steps. We will do an overview plan, and then the detailed plan will have to be how we actually plan to get there. So we can say we want to have I'm throwing out something. We don't have to say that this is what it is, but as an example, we say we want in 5 years we want to have at least 3 or 4 houses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the detailed plan would say how we plan to get there.
Okay.
So one is going to be goals. And, goals that we establish, and then each goal will have to have details as to how we plan to execute to achieve that goal. Okay. So plan for future detailed plans for next year's guidelines for the next 5 years, coordinating committee to appoint members of the committee that follow two present officers or elect, one former officer, 2 reps from affiliated houses. And we may have to table this one as well, or we will have to do it ourselves because we don't have a house yet, a house. So we can't have affiliate or rep from affiliate houses or a house yet because they don't exist. Or 2 reps that don't live in YFCC houses. We do need to change this from Class C or D members to just members. So we don't have classes of members right now. Everyone will just be a member, and everybody will be required to pay a fee or something to join. So we're not right now. We're not doing any charity work. I believe that's what we decided, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me, while this is on my mind, we did beat up child care to death, and we will, special project guidelines, recommended guidelines for money allocation. Why did I not see the... Where the heck are these at in here? We talked about child care, planning and review. Wait a minute. Let me find out where we are actually at. Planning, so that's what we were just talking about. Let me separate these 2 pages. Okay, so... Okay. All right, so we're getting rid of these. D&D members.
Right.
I'm going to get rid of that in here while we're on it. Okay, so I have this reading plan for the future, detailed plans for the next year's guidelines for the next 5 years, coordinated committee to appoint members of the committee as follows: two present officers or elects, one former officer, two reps from affiliate housing. And when we get housing, then we will fill those slots from that. And the committee would be seasonal and meet once or twice a year. And I'm going to put E on that as far as how often we will meet. Right now it says in here once or twice a year. I'm going to just put in here in parentheses TBD, which stands for to be determined. So we'll decide. We may change this from meeting seasonal or once a year or twice a year, once a quarter, until we can get to where we can just meet once or twice a year. So TBD, let me just spell it out. I used to always think that was Sister Mary's clock. It's your clock. Okay. Let's talk about child care. Oh, we already did that, didn't we?
Yes.
And let's see, if an officer, board representative, committee representative, okay, don't have a problem with this, but we were going to be, let me just put a note in here and consider this to be a separate committee that would be responsible for child care. So I added a note to this. We still have to discuss this. We beat it to death, and it's going to take a special type person to do this job. And so I said, consider this to be a separate committee to be responsible for child care and all related activities that committee would handle. And we'll have to find out what office this will fall up under. Which one of our jobs is to fall up on boarding this committee or overseeing it. Any questions, any comments?
Not right now.
What about you, Sister Lorraine?
I don't have any questions.
Any comments?
No.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
All righty. Special projects and guidelines. Proposals for special projects will begin with a review of the board of directors on the board of director level. After the board of director accepts a proposal for a special project, the coordinating committee further clarifies, reviews the project as it progresses, and takes care of the final reimbursement when the time comes. Reports on projects in progress would be made in regular coordinating committee reports to the board of directors. The project proposal will be judged for their own value as well as whether they fit into the guidelines or not. Criteria include the value of the project to YFCC, its timetable, if one is appropriate, what the estimated costs are, and the ability of the individual to fulfill the project. The individual need not be a member of YFCC. So I guess it's going to be I don't know if we need to define what special projects are versus a normal project. So let's table this one for right now. So yeah, just put in the note, tabling special projects, project guidelines, pending determination of what is a, what's going to be a standard project versus a special project. Pending definition of what a standard project is versus a special project. Okay.
Well, that's a special project or what project?
Standard. You know, just a normal project. So, you know, you got projects.
Okay.
Or let's say, in my mind, obtaining housing would be a project.
Right.
And then I guess a special project for that, you know, or a special project would be somewhere in the category of, I don't know. I think we have to first define what are our standard projects, and then anything outside of that would be special.
Right, okay.
Anybody disagree with that or have any input?
I agree.
Okay. So right on there that we need to define what standard projects are, you know, things that we're going to always be working on.
Right.
And then a special project would be anything outside of those guidelines. Mm-hmm. We got some paragraph markers in here, but this document maybe they're already defined in here. No, this is recommended guidelines for money allocation disregard. Or maybe that is part of the project, so they got it up under here, all projects. 3, 6, this paragraph. 3, 1. I don't see a 3, 6 or anything that would look like a 3-6 retreat policy. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I'm going to have to go through this document and figure out how they have this number to see what this relates to. It might, because it didn't number it that way. This is paragraph 3, guidelines. But then they're relating to right here, or let me get to the screen on here. So they have some paragraph references to some paragraphs right here that I'm underlining. You guys see those references there?
Mm-hmm. It's up 3.
Yeah, 3, 6, 3, 5, and 3, 6, 3, 6. since this is not numbered that way. So this would be section 3 right here. And then I'm thinking this would be subsection 6. I don't think this would be subsection 6. This would be 1. Maybe. I'm thinking that sub, oh, not in your document. Just a second. I don't have it in here, in there. So subsection 1 says YFCC retreat policy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next major section is accessing members and social functions, member debt and contract appeals, records requests. So I'm thinking these are these subsections. Just my guess right now. I have to go through this and see if I can find something that actually relates to make sure that I'm actually addressing it the way that they have it in here so that I can renumber these.
Oh, okay.
So that they match up or number it in, you know, so that I can match it up here. So let's see. If that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 would be officers' incentives and election timeline. Hold on a second. That was C6. 3, 6, 3. So let me see if there's a subparagraph 3 in there, and then 5 of that. Officers' incentive and election. There's a 3. No, there's not. There's a 3 there, but that is just a subparagraph. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go through this because the numbering doesn't line up for us to even consider it the way that they're talking about it. So we'll review up until what we have in this document, and then I will copy the rest and put it up in a separate document. We don't have a way of determining some of this stuff yet. Okay, let's read this. It says all projects except those except 3.6.3.5 and 3.6.3.6. We don't really have a paragraph 3.6.3.5 and 3.6.3.6. The way that this came across need to be approved before project start money can be allocated. So we'll just continue to read this. And then hopefully it will make sense. And then we can say, okay, this is what they're talking about, and then we can just renumber it.
Okay.
But right now, I don't know what these were referencing. And when I looked at the document, it did not make sense. You know, I don't see a 3.6.3.5. I can go down to like and say, oh, this is 3.6. But paragraph 3 is just a sentence. And there's no subparagraph 5 up under that. So I can't, you know, take it down to where they had it at. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we will just keep reading. Let's move on. Let's keep reading. And we will not make any changes right now for lack of a source to reference this to. Okay, so all projects except for 3.6.3.5 and 3.6.3.6 need to be approved before the project is started for money to be allocated. The board of directors will be able to go outside the guidelines for special projects to provide after-the-fact reimbursement by referring to the question or questions to the committee. The board will then decide the issue at a later meeting. Okay, so special projects, you know, must be outside of, they must have these already, they're defined somewhere. But we don't know what they are yet. Okay, so we're going to table recommended guidelines for money allocation. foundation of everything. And let me copy the rest of this. Let me copy down to membership, and then we will consider. We'll read this. We're just gonna read today, then, okay?
All right.
We're gonna read for clarification and see if we can, you know, make some determination of what they're numbering here. Let me. This membership policy, which should not be part of this. I'm going to copy down through here. Let me print this. Labeled. I'm going to actually recopy this whole and board and officer operations. So I think I left some parts out. I thought they went someplace else, but evidently these other parts are part of this. So I made corrections already. Well, let me make these corrections. And let me say this. Bylaws. Today is for 8/11.
Yes.
I don't know if this is where we're working out of. And Board of Operations, I'm going to start talking from here. Of course, it would change, say something somewhere else. So that we put this. And this is board and office operations. Look, copy over that. Open somewhere else already. What are you beating up, Sister Denise?
Somebody at my door.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, what do you want?
All right, so Denise, you still there?
Brother Mal.
I do now.
Okay.
Just making sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Let me reprint this again. In the right place. We are at board operations. Great. All right. Okay. So, let me move this over. Come back to our meeting. Files. Okay, we should have this document open. I'm going to close it and delete it. Upload a new one. Upload this. Or at least. Okay. Can you guys see this new document I just put up here?
Yes, I can.
All right. In this section here, under the old document, we had a bunch of stuff there.
Okay.
And what I did was just delete. I have the original document. And what I have here is just I've changed it to only read. We adopted the policy and guidelines on 8-7. To show that change in the original document, and you also need to put it into what minute. And then so we will table these things. So this is where we had stopped at in here because we can't determine these paragraphs. We're just going to continue reading in the YFCC retreat and see if we can find out where it makes sense. If they are defined, if this is continuation of defining the project, if these are the projects down here, like the retreat, if that would be a project. So you know, this list up here, recommended guidelines for money allocation, attending workshops and conferences on YFCC behalf, coordinating workshops or conferences being co-sponsored by YFCC Clearing, are clearly designed projects subject to a timetable, reimbursing the cost of tuition for courses which bring needed information to YFCC and benefit YFCC by the members' direct work of YFCC operations, reimbursing an individual's personal financial bill, which results from the individual taking initiative and stepping in during a YFCC crisis situation. So I guess this is somebody, you know, use their personal money to do something, or alleviating unexpected expenses in an independent project where the project completion benefits YFCC. So I think this is, I think this is the overview of the project. And then they have them broken down. So let's see if the YFCC retreat policy falls up under attending workshops and conferences. See if this is how they're lining this up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm going to need you, Sister Self, because I'm not going to be able to remember and go back and forth. Okay, the annual YFCC retreat consists of two sessions, one formal and the other informal. The formal session covers the following topics. So this is the retreat. Educational item, YFCC organizational structure and governance process. Attendees will refresh their knowledge of the YFCC organizational structure and governance process. Educational item, board of directors operations. Attendees will refresh their knowledge of how the board of directors is designed to operate. So these are topics that look like that are covered at the formal retreat. Three, educational item, overview of bylaws and policies. Attendees will refresh their knowledge of our organizational bylaws and policies. Activities, identifying organizational strengths and weaknesses. Okay. Document.
Yeah. Well, the education item overview.
Right. This one, Rain was saying she couldn't see. She couldn't see it, but she logged out and is logging back in. So we'll wait for her to come back. Consider when you sell your house where you're going to stay?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
No.
Because those are things that definitely need to be considered.
Right.
Okay. Welcome back to the rain.
I can see everything now.
Okay. So this is talking about the YFCC retreat having two annual sessions, one formal and one informal. And the formal session covers the following topics. YFCC organizational structure and governance process. So, you know, how is YFCC what? Organized? And how does it govern itself? So attendees will refresh their knowledge of the YFCC organizational structure and governance process. How we do business. Educational item, the board of directors. Operation, attendees will refresh their knowledge of how the board of directors is designed to operate. Educational item, overview of bylaws and policies. Attendees will refresh their knowledge of our organizational bylaws and policies. Large group activity, identify organizational strengths and weaknesses. Attendees brainstorm a list of current organizational strengths and weaknesses before deciding on the top three areas that need improvement. So brainstorming activity, small group activity, draft proposals for improvement. Attendees divide into three groups, each focusing on one of the three areas that need improvement. Large group activity, refine proposals for improvement. As a single group, attendees discuss and refine each of the proposals. Following the retreat, the proposals will be brought before the board of directors and general membership as an item. So this is, you know, a business retreat, and it's used to educate the members who are participating in, really it looks like, it really actually looks like the retreat for the coordinating committee. And because they would be the ones that would be handling all of these things. So the formal, the informal session provides an opportunity for YFCC members to have fun and relax together. This participation in both sessions is open to all members. Board of board representatives and officers are required to attend the formal session. Okay. Participation by staff members is determined by their employment contract or by the coordinating committee. General members who are parents will be reimbursed for child care expenses. A retreat coordinator appointed by the coordinating committee at least 8 weeks beforehand is responsible for planning and implementing the YFCC retreat. I don't know if 8 weeks is, so I guess it depends upon where you have it. Whether 8 weeks is enough, you know, to plan out one of these, because anything like this, you know, it takes, you know, meeting places and times and all that kind of stuff to be coordinated. And if it's off-site, let's say that we have it downtown somewhere, we're going to the nearest city, or we say, well, we're going to meet in Flagstaff, Arizona. And we're going to have this meeting, then we have to what? Make sure that we have hotel rooms and all that stuff. Eight weeks to me sounds like this is something local where you have control over the meeting rooms and, you know, where people are going to break out at and all that kind of stuff. So let's talk about this for a minute. If we're doing education, then this would probably have to be board members and committee members as a minimum for the YFCC organizational structure and governance process. Anybody that's in an office that's going to be having some control, which I see that as being board of directors and coordinating committee, would be, you know, all of us. When we do get a board of directors, then it will be include them. Right now we are both. So we would have some place that we would, you know, we're saying we're meeting, and then we'd have to have come up with some type of schedule that says at on this date at this time, and if we got, I don't even know how long this retreat lasts, but it seems to me that it's more than a day.
Yeah.
You agree, Sister Denise? What about you, Sister Lorraine? Does it sound like it's more than a day?
Yeah. Hello?
Sister Lorraine? Are you able to get the mic on?
I'm sorry.
Okay, does this sound like this is more than a day to you? Okay, try now. Earth to Sister Lorraine. Did you mute yourself again? Okay, if you're talking, we're having a hard, we cannot hear you. Yeah,
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry, the volume, the microphone was on, but the volume was down real low.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Does this sound like this is more than a day to you?
No.
No?
Is it more than?
Yeah. Do you think that this retreat is more than a day in length based upon what they have elected here to be covered?
Well, I can see two things, right?
How about these other six things?
Okay, they were on a different page. Yeah, it's probably more than a day. You're going to retreat more than a day anyway?
Okay. I'm trying to figure out just how many days the I'm looking at 3+ days in my mind.
Yeah, 3 or 4, a week, like a weekend.
I don't know how many weekends you got that are 3 or 4 days.
Like a weekend or 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
I'd say probably at least maybe 3, at least maybe a week retreat. I don't know.
I mean, if we look at organizational structure and governance, a refresher for organizational structure and governance process, that has to really be somebody that knows it, and that's what given the overview. To give that right now, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it in one day. I know for sure. That's what it's going to take. So looking at these different things, board of director operations, the cities will refresh their knowledge of how the board of directors is designed to operate. That probably is not that big an issue. Overview of bylaws and policies, that would probably take more than one day. I mean, more than, you know, an hour or two.
Right.
So I think this would be like an afternoon thing, all afternoon or all morning. Matter of fact, I think maybe 1 and 2 would not be that long. 3, in my mind, is going to be long. Bylaws and policies. And typically, you probably would want to schedule a retreat. But when you have new members as well, new board members, new committee members, I'm just asking a question. Probably wouldn't want to have a retreat after we have elections or something like that, as a way to indoctrinate new committee and board members?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have elections, everybody's elected to their position, and then you have a retreat with, you know, the old members or the new members take their spot.
Right.
And all these things are reviewed. Mm-hmm. It'll make more sense to me.
Yeah.
All right. And then large group activities, strengths and weaknesses. There definitely have to be put a time limit on that. Probably would want to an hour or two. And then probably an all afternoon draft proposals for improvement. That, you know, once you know the process, then that shouldn't take So, yeah. I mean, we don't have to make the decision now, but I'm just looking at what they're proposing. Planning and notification and, you know, letting people know that, hey,
right,
this is the retreat date, you know, this is the schedule and all that.
Right. Now, 8 weeks isn't enough.
So this probably, I'm thinking, they're saying that a retreat coordinator appointed by the coordinating committee at least 8 weeks before and is responsible for planning and implementation of the YFCC retreat. That means you got 8 weeks to make all the arrangements, do all the documentation, yada, yada, yada.
Let everybody know.
Yeah, let everybody know. I would say that this is gonna be, again, it depends upon whether this is going to be someplace local or whether it's going to be, you know, if it's going to be on-site or if it's off-site, then I think you need more than 8 weeks. Because you gotta, you know, make sure you can get whatever conference room you're trying to get or conference rooms. I can see this having breakout committees, you know, for when it's a small group. So small group activity, we would want to be in what, different meeting rooms.
Right.
So, you know, and making sure that those facilities are available. All on the same day, so that, let's say, oh, we're going to have this at a Best Western, just picking out stuff. And we need to make sure that they understand that we need at least, what, 3 breakout rooms?
Right.
And then a large conference room for everybody, and then 3 breakout rooms for when we break up into small groups, that kind of stuff. So, and sometimes those, you know, those conference rooms may be, depends upon where we're at, they could be already booked up. And so I think we need to allow ourselves more time than that. But that's just me. Comment.
I think so, too. You need more time. Like you said, especially if you're going out of town, if it's not in town.
Yeah, even if it's not on site, because even if it is in town, you don't have any control over who else is using those what facilities.
True.
So even in town, if it's not on site, then 8 weeks is not enough. You may not even be able to get a room for 8 weeks.
Right.
You know, not for that length, but, you know, in that time frame. So we will look at that. And I think that we need to do that a year out. So as part of the YFCC retreat, one of the functions is determining the next date of the YFCC retreat and assigning a committee that is responsible for planning and coordinating that. What are your thoughts?
I don't have none right now.
Blank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Lorraine?
You're thinking about a year out?
Yeah. When I'm saying about a year out, the when we're at the YFCC retreat, one of the functions of the functions at the retreat is to select a date for the next year's retreat as part of that meeting,
mm-hmm.
and assign a committee that is responsible for getting the facility and doing the planning. Depending upon where you're going to have it at, some places may not even be available. You got to schedule them a year out.
Yeah.
So that's why I said a year out. They can start then, and then, if we can't get where we want, then they can have time to get what alternative places.
Yeah.
If we're going to do it at the same place all the time, then we can just, sign a contract with them that we're going to do this here at the same place every year. And so we already, depends upon how far out they'll let you book, but we would want to rebook the facility for the next year. That way that part is done. Then you probably could bring it down to 8 weeks if you're already out of the facility and the rooms and stuff, reserved. But, we don't have to discuss that now, but that's just my thoughts. All right. Accessibility for all to attend meetings and social functions. YFCC will reimburse members who have accessibility issues, meaning physical disabilities, mental disabilities, or severe illness, for the cost of transportation to and from YFCC meeting and social functions. Submit dated receipts to an officer or staff in order for reimbursement. Members are encouraged to use public transportation, union cabs, or other progressive transportation options. For YFCC, this is going back a while, 1999 to 2000 budget year. Costs associated with this proposal will be considered a miscellaneous expense line item. However, in future budget years, the YFCC will create its very own budget line item. Okay, so they were just saying YFCC will reimburse members who have accessibility issues, meaning physical disability, mental disability, or severe illness, for the cost of transportation to and from YFCC meetings and social functions. Okay, if we're having meetings that are, so this is not dealing with retreat, this is dealing with just normal meetings. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
All meetings.
Okay. So, if they have a disability, a physical disability, a mental disability, or severe illness, and I'm not sure about the severe illness.
Right.
Maybe they require some type of special transportation.
Right. Or
so, yeah, I don't. Why would we reimburse them over anybody else? So let's just talk about, well, we don't have even to talk about this. We're just reading right now anyway, okay?
Right.
Okay. So we'll just read over this. But I think this falls in up under all this is concerning what money.
Right.
So up under, this is all falling up under recommended guidelines for money allocation. Okay. All right, let's just continue to read, and then when we go back over it, we can talk about stuff in depth. YFCC will reimburse members who have accessibility issues, meaning physical disability, mental disability, and severe illness, for cost of transportation to and from YFCC meetings and social functions. Members must submit a dated receipt to an officer or staff in order for reimbursement. Members are encouraged to use public transportation. Yeah, I can see that if you got a physical disability, you really want to be getting on a bus or a train. Union cabs or other progressive transportation options. For YFCC's 1999 to 2000 year budget, cost associated with this proposal will be considered a miscellaneous expense line item. However, in the future budget years, YFCC will create its very own budget line item. Member debt and contract appeals, result letters. The YFCC board shall direct the YFCC president to compose and send letters to each party in a member debt or contract appeal case detailing what the coordinating committee decided. These letters shall be emailed no later than 1 week after the coordinating committee meets. If no email address is available, then these letters will be postal mailed or hand delivered no later than 1 week after the coordination committee meets. So I guess if we have somebody who's behind in payments or not making payments, or there's some type of contract, dispute, whatever the board comes up with, the coordination committee coordination committee decides this. So we would decide whatever decision we make has to be notified within a week by email.
Nice.
Or no later than a week by postal mail. The board of directors will hear all requests for YFCC records from members. The board shall decide whether or not a properly submitted request reasonably describes such records, a proper purpose that is directly related to the business or affairs of YFCC, and is in the best interest of YFCC. Improperly submitted requests shall not be considered. Board of directors will hear requests for YFCC records from members. Okay, properly submitted records requests are those that meet the following conditions. Submitted to the president in writing at least 1 week in advance of the board meeting, to the coordinating committee meeting, for the board meeting. State the purpose for which the requested record will be used, made at a reasonable time. Request for medical records and personal confidence information and other information protected under local, state, and federal laws shall not be considered. YFCC policy manual and officially published YFCC documents and packets shall be open to all members. So I'm sure somebody will come up with a request for something that will fall into this. Nothing comes up in my mind as an example off the top of my head. Coordinating committee announced and educate. The coordinating committee will produce a poster describing YFCC, their importance, pay, and the powers and responsibilities of each position. The education officer will regularly distribute these posters to all houses. It will be emphasized that any member can become an officer. Contact information for YFCC staff will be provided, and members will be encouraged to get more information from the staff or current officer, education officer, or the member services coordinator will ensure that these posters and announcements of the officer nomination deadline are posted at every house by the end of each February. Seems pretty simple enough and straightforward.
This seems like straightforward.
Officer incentives and election timeline. over officer shadowing. Instead of nominations at the April and May, general membership followed by election. Something's not reading right. Crossover officer shadowing, if that's the title. Instead of nominations at the April/May general membership meeting, followed by election by ballot, officer nominations will be taken at the February-March general membership meeting occurring between 1 February and March 15th, and at both of any two board meetings between mid-February and March 15th. The president and member service coordinator will ensure that the taking of officer nominations is an agenda item for each meeting and ensure that officer descriptions are distributed with each agenda. No petition will be required to start the annual ballot vote on new officers. The membership coordinator with the Officer Nominations and Evaluations Committee will seek candidate statements during and after nomination that the ballots go out within 14 days after the third meeting. Within 5 days after the ballots are distributed, the member service coordinator will collect the ballots and announce the results. Therefore, officers will be elected by ballot no earlier than April 1st, no later than April 15th. Each ballot will contain a space for abstentions and the following question. Do you think this ballot reflects different views on the issue with reasonable fairness? The vote shall be considered valid unless one-third of the voters answer the question in the negative. Along with staff, all incumbent officers are required to meet with newly elected officers and train them to the position. Newly elected officers are required to shadow the incumbent officers to at least one committee meeting between April 15th and May 15th in that. I don't think this part down here has anything to do with how money is spent. This is basically what it's saying, officer incentives and election timeline. I didn't see anything about money in here in that part. So coordinating committee and announce and educate. We will come back and read this in depth. I don't see where this numbering, I'm going to have to try to go and get their original document again. See if I can read it from their site. I think when I downloaded it, it changed the numbers for the paragraph. So maybe I'll have to read their original document and see how this lines up. Maybe it's in a whole separate document. But we're just reading this for this time. I'm going to make a motion that table this. Yeah, that we're still going to table the board and officer operations until the next meeting. So we're not going to have an official vote on anything. Do I have a second on that motion?
I second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. We'll table this. I'm going to try to find the original site again in the original document to see if I can line up the paragraphs so I can make heads or tails of what they're talking about and how it relates and then bring it back to us. We will discuss these other sections for elections and election timelines and when that information has to be out. And get clarity or become more clear on responsibilities out of this section. So or maybe I will assign it to one of you to contact this particular co-op and see if they can. They probably have all these guidelines already. See if they can provide them to us in electronic format so that we don't have to recreate the wheel. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then see if I may see if I can schedule them to join our meeting, do meetings, to anything that we have questions on that we're not clear what the thought process was, if they can explain it to us. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to table, we've voted to table this until next week, and we're still in, still reviewing board and officer operations. Make sure you have that in your notes.
Yeah, we're still on board. Operation?
Board and officer operation.
Board and officer. Okay. Officer. Operation.
Okay. And give me a hot second. Let me go into my email. If I get the original site back again. Give me a hot second, and then we will dismiss for this evening. Okay, I'm not going to hold this up. I thought I would see this right off, but I'm not finding it. I have to look for it here after this meeting. Go back to this original site. Okay, with that being said, let's bow our heads. Father, yeah, we thank you for allowing us to have this meeting on today. We thank you for all that we have read and Father, we pray that you will give us clarity. I thank you for each of my sisters that are in attendance, that you will be with them and bless them. In your Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, so we will pick this up on next week. I will try to find the original document or the original site so I can go back to their site and look and open up this document on their site without copying it so that it doesn't change anything and see if I can find out, you know, how their paragraphs are numbered and if it lines up, and if not, then I will reach out to them. Can't do it this week. I can't. I will be, we won't have a, we'll have a Friday night Sabbath lesson, but we will not have a Saturday morning or Saturday evening or Sunday meeting. I will be out of town and out of, am I gone? Let's see. Can I be heard? All right. Can I be heard now? Check, check, 1, 2, 3. I can now.
Okay.
All right. What's the last thing you heard me say?
There was a end of the session.
Okay.
He said you were going to look for the original document or something.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't find the original document right now. I'm not going to hold us up for that. I will look for it and reach out, but I can't do it until next week. We will have Sabbath lesson. We will have Sabbath tomorrow evening, but Saturday and Sunday I will not be available. I will be out of town, up on the land, actually. And there's no signal there. So we will not meet Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday evening or yeah. Saturday morning?
Saturday at all.
Okay.
We won't meet again probably till Tuesday or Thursday next week. I think I'm coming back. Let's see. I'll be back. So we'll meet Tuesday. We'll have the newcomers class Tuesday. But Saturday all day and Sunday, we will not meet.
Okay. Well, we will meet tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
We will meet tomorrow, and I will let Sister Mary know that. I will send out an email saying, you know, there won't be a broadcast Saturday or Sunday. With that being said, did you guys hear me pray out?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what was heard and what wasn't. Okay. So may the Most High bless each of you, both you sisters, and may he encompass angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. Cannot love you like I love you. Fear the Most High and keep his commandments.
Before you go off, I'm going to ask you, did you get the tithe?
I did get tithe from you.
Okay. Because I didn't get nothing, saying nothing.
Yes. I did get tithe from you. Hold on. So I think I got them at the time, but I couldn't record them. So I hadn't actually deposited them yet.
I just want to make sure you got them. I'm like, you normally send me something, I got them, but I didn't get any.
Yeah, I got to make sure I'm reading these right. Let me get my glasses. Am I reading these right? Are these 50 or 500?
500.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I am reading them right. Yes, I got them right here.
Okay.
All right, my sister. Usually if it's your normal, you don't even ask for a receipt. You'd be like, yeah, that's okay. But I do send you something, I know. I looked at these, I just looked at them, but I couldn't. I record them in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, send you an acknowledgement that I got it.
Right.
But I couldn't acknowledge, I couldn't record them because my software was out, they're saying that the license was outdated. Remember, I couldn't change documents or anything like that.
Right.
My database that I use is in Access, and it was, also, you know, part of the same life. So I'm going to record these now and deposit them. But, yes, I do have them.
Okay. I was just wondering.
All right. Amen. Yeah, I got it. Thank you, my sister.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So we will meet on Tuesday. We'll meet tomorrow, and then it won't. We won't meet again until Tuesday.
All righty.
And I will be out of phone.
Range.
Phone range or any type of range. And I'm going to have to look at addressing that because that could be a problem. You know, there's an emergency and you just can't be contacted.
Right, right.
You know, so I will, yeah, I'll look at if there's some kind of way that I can, in the future, you know, address that. I know permanently we can, but on a temporary, ongoing basis, I'll have to look. With that being said, love you both, and peace and blessings.
All right. Love you, too.
Everyone.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom.
Let me, where did I got this broadcast? Play the theme music, and there we go. I'm serious. If you saw my screens, I got three big computer screens, and they're all full. There's just stuff everywhere. Okay, theme song. Roll the credit, Mike.
Praise. which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever.
Shalom.
Shalom.